adalah yang terbaik untukmu. Kan ku jadikan kau kenangan yang terindah dalam hidupku. Namun takkan mudah bagiku meninggalkan jejak hidupku yang tak terukir abadi sebagai kenangan yang
Alhamdulillah, setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah, after disaster, people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif. Bahkan
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Untuk even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atam Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi village, Cisayong district, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam. Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan. Waktu itu kan
earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke at the time general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post, gitu kan. I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofloh completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt it was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. Seven farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atam Supriyatna admitted that.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di kita.
Our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, one hectare land only produced around 4 tons. Sometimes 4.5 tons. Today it is better. Here the land calculates per plot. So 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens.
Suatu tanaman.
If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant.
Pengembangan
one of them is
pertumbuhan tanaman.
Manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plant. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that one hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its premium. Product was normal
ya, sehingga
but
mempunyai harga yang
eruption the product increase
berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
galunggung rice
beras
which is produced from galunggung
di supermarket
water
mana tuh premium. Ada sebagian beras
one,
dari sini
so that price of the rice
cuma,
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Generally,
stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya kadang digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America, and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah, dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Dulu makan ada yang kelaparan kan? Di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silakan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Savlo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
bersatu, bintang bendera, secara hatiku yang selalu terbayang, kekasihku sayang, di setiap mimpimu, kan selalu berdendang.
Dari hatimu, namun tak
Special Culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is sape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut, no preservatives, mind you.
kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Berikan nafasmu untukku. Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, I hope that you are able to make your life better than before. Whatever it is, just reach your target, reach your goal in order to make your quality of life much better. Well, you know that this is also such as, you know, that the great thing that we think it is also much important when we consider about the previous what you know, the previous I can say like a target or planning that you think this should be done quickly. Well, listener, wherever you are, maybe you are still doing your activities, maybe you're working or studying, or maybe you are still on the way traveling to one place, to one destination, into another destination. At least that you must also know about the weather forecast. At least, not only about that, when you are on the way, that you think it is much important to know about, you know, such things like, you know, a Google Map or anything that you want to reach. This must be considered by yourself. Well, in Indonesia also, talking about weather forecast, it is also important to know it, because, you know, when you try to travel to Indonesia and you know about it, it is also imperative before you visit Indonesia. But here, I would like to share you about, you know, the weather forecast. I mean, the weather forecast is this especially for some cities in or provinces in Indonesia. First is from South Aceh, especially for today, 25th March. It is forecast cloudy with temperature 21 up to 29 degrees Celsius. But tomorrow in South Aceh, it will be forecast light rainy with temperature 21 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Next, we fly to Gayo. Yes, Gayo is forecast cloudy with temperature 16 up to 24 degrees Celsius. But tomorrow it will be forecast the same as here, light rainy with temperature 16 up to 26 degrees Celsius. Let's try, we go to here, West Java. West Java, especially for Bogor, it is also for today, 25th March, it is forecast light rainy with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, tomorrow it will be forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 28 degrees Celsius. What about Bandung? Yes, we, one of you that we, you are going to go to Bandung tomorrow, but for today, Bandung is also forecast light rainy with temperature 18 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, for tomorrow, it will be forecast the same as today, light rain with temperature 19 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Next, we fly to Kuningan. Yes, Kuningan is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, for tomorrow, it will be forecast the same as today, rainy, with temperature 22 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Let's fly to other province. We go to Yogyakarta. Yes, Yogyakarta, especially for the city of Yogyakarta here, it is forecast, especially for today, rainy with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. But meanwhile, for tomorrow, it will be forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Let's next we go to Jakarta. Yes, global city Jakarta. Jakarta is forecast, especially in central Jakarta, it is forecast cloudy with temperature 25 up to 30 degrees Celsius. But meanwhile, for 26 March, it will be forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to here, North Sulawesi. Yes, especially in Manado here. The city from here, Minahasa, it is forecast rainy with temperature 20 up to 27 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, for tomorrow, it will be forecast rainy, the same as today. With the degrees, here with temperature 20 up to 26 degrees Celsius. Well, it is especially for some cities here in Indonesia, some provinces about the weather forecast. Hopefully this can be beneficial for you, at least when you go to Indonesia, that you know about weather and just prepare your time, prepare everything. Then when you arrive in Indonesia, I hope you will arrive in Indonesia safely, and you are able to enjoy your time or your holiday or whatever your activities. Just do it very well. Well, now let's go to the song that we have already prepared. Now the song that our team has also prepared here. The song is from Keisha with title Tak Ingin Usai. Enjoy the song.
Oh, ku melihat dia. Ada getaran membuatku rindu. Senang hatiku saat ku dengar suaranya. Oh, ingin selalu ada di dekatnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. As many as 81% of tuberculosis in Indonesia were successfully identified in 2024, with 90% of the total estimated 1,092 million patients receiving treatment. According to the Ministry's Director of Infectious Diseases, Ina Agustina, the figure show an increase compared to 2023 when 77% of cases were identified and 88% of the total estimated 1,060 million patients received treatment. President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated 31 figures and diplomats as ambassadors of the Republic of Indonesia to foreign countries and representatives of the Republic of Indonesia to international organizations. The inauguration ceremony took place at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday. The ambassadors were appointed based on Presidential Decree No. 25P and 40P of 2025 concerning the appointment of extraordinary and plenipotentiary ambassadors of the Republic of Indonesia. That's the news.
Petamu melirik, aku jadi suka padamu. Tiap kali kau memandang, gemetaran di dada. Ingin ku bisikkan cinta, tapi hati ini malu jadinya. Engkau masih ada sekolah, satu SMA. Matamu melirik, aku jadi suka padamu. Tiap kali kau bermajang, gemetaran pasti ada. Ku bisikkan cinta, tapi hati ini malu jadinya. Engkau masih anak sekolah, satu SMA.
mencintai dirimu berlebihan. Memang aku yang terlalu mencintai dirimu berlebihan.